This is Coast, your feel-good breakfast with Tony, Jason, Sam. Here's the number you want to put in your phone now, 0800 004 262. That's 0800 004-COAST. You're going to need that number within just over 10 minutes from now. A chance to win $400 with our Chasers game. And speaking of cash, imagine having access to a decent chunk of money and then struggling with the thought of spending it. We're about to chat with Gareth Stith from Milford Asset Management. Now, this segment is educational only and should not be considered financial advice. Morning, Gareth. So why do some retirees especially struggle to spend the money they've spent decades earning and saving?
Well, I think that is the reason. It's because throughout your life, you've been so focused on saving money and you've seen the amount build up over the years that it's a very difficult transition to then go and start spending that money on enjoying yourself. You know, there's probably a sense of guilt in doing that, and perhaps a sense of worry that will the money last long enough?
Yeah, how much do I spend at what time? That would be difficult because you have to almost work out how often you get access to the money as opposed to a paycheck that you know just kind of comes regularly.
And that's why we work with clients to think about three phases of retirement. So in the first phase, when you first retire, those are the sort of go-go years where you should really be spending, as much as you can within your sort of limit.
Like the travel while you're still mobile kind
of
thing.
Yes, exactly, because a dollar spent when you're 67 is probably worth to you creating memories and photos and having enjoyment than a dollar spent when you're 87, potentially sitting in an armchair and watching reruns of The Chase.
Great show, though.
It is a great show.
Both scenarios
are
ordering
good. Uber Eats.
But how do you strike the balance, though? It's not easy to strike the balance between kind of knowing how much you've got left and living your life, living your best retirement.
Yeah, and without being, too sort of advertorial, I think that is important to get advice around how much money you have, how long it's going to last, and when these three phases of retirement, and what it means for you.
The other point, and I think you've raised this once before, which hadn't dawned on me, is that when you retire, you don't just go, here's all your retirement money. You take a little bit out, but the rest of it keeps earning.
That's the thing. So you
right?
want,
so you're still actually
retirement,
earning.
Retirement savings, but your retirement income.
Yes.
Exactly, yeah. So having someone draw a graph of how that looks, and we have tools available to our clients to be able to see that. So putting it into a picture really can demonstrate that their money, generally is going to last throughout their retirement. So it's important, if it is your goal to enjoy your retirement, then, to start spending that, some of it, as soon as you retire, because it's going to be worth more to you.
It's such a good point, because I know a lot of people that have, particularly if you're a frugal type of person, you're just not good at spending money. I personally don't understand those people.
No, I was just about to say, whenever I draw my retirement graph, it just looks like a Porsche GT3 RS.
And then a real sharp line declining. If you want to find out more or get some help or guidance and chat to a guru like Gareth, just go to milfordasset.com. Coming up, a terrifying feeling that too many of us are now getting from our phones, and chances are this has happened to you. We're going to unpack this after 7:30 on Coast.
What's better than a great deal? A better deal.